meant for an adult audience. Love line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Brewer.
Love line, coast to coast.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Do I sound bad?
Not any more so than usual.
Oh, shut up. Does everything have to be an opportunity for you to knock me down? You, who's dressed like the fifth member of a barbershop quartet. You're dressed like a barber's pole.
That's right.
Yeah.
Never noticed that.
Listen, what happened to those days when you put that pole out front or the wooden Indian out front of the tobacco store? I miss that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, who decided...
It would have been another job for me.
Drew, somebody stole the wooden Indian. We need a replacement pronto. Jeez, what do I do? Just act natural. Just go out there and be yourself, brother. Tammy Lynn Michaels is our guest tonight. She's from Popular. This is 9 o'clock on Friday nights on the WB. And it's one of wait now, were you picked as one of TV Guide's returning favorites, or is Popular picked as one of TV Guide's returning favorites?
Popular was. Oh, I'll take credit for the entire thing.
I'm sorry. All right, let's talk about Popular.
And Tammy works with our friend Ron.
Oh, Ron.
Ron Lester.
Ron Lester.
Yeah.
We should call him.
The Big L.
Big Ron, yeah.
He's just healthy.
Ronnie.
He's got a...
Big R.
He gave you a ride somewhere last time you guys were together, right?
That's right, yeah. Ronnie Lester.
Yeah.
I love that Ron knows more people than God. Yeah. Wherever I go, hey, you know Ron.
Oh, he's very popular. Let's keep talking about Ron Lester.
Okay.
So who's Ron Lester? How do I know him?
Big Ron.
Oh, okay, listen. Here's the deal. Whenever a guy weighs over, let's say, 375, mm-hmm. you cannot just call him by his Christian name. You have to work Big Ron in, or Jumbo Ron, or something like that, because otherwise everyone will go cold on the trail. I'm trying to picture Ron Lester.
Yeah.
Besides, Ron Lester sounds like a guy who goes about 135 pounds and has a constant nasal problem or something. No, Ron Lester.
You know Ron.
Yeah, Ron gave us, he gave me a ride home.
Right.
Drew, where were you? I was drunk. Yeah. He gave me a ride.
That's why you're with Ron.
He gave me a ride home from a Oscar party. Tell me like going down on the ladies.
Get two chicks in the same bed. Do them.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Not only the
he
ladies,
me.
But the professional ladies. He said he didn't mind getting down there
he's
with.
He's a good boy.
I
appreciate
talk
you
about
talking.
A good boy.
He's a wonderful boy.
He's a wonderful lad. But I said to him, I said, Ron, you going down on a hooker is like, it's like... getting a rental car and then having it detailed and then bring it back to the lot on a flatbed. There's just as much in it for you. You understand? Paying $85, getting the tires armor all, and then pushing it back to the lot and leaving it there.
Ron's got some oral issues. Yeah.
I was drunk. He probably said not to talk about it.
I appreciate you bringing it up.
All right. So the Popular is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Keep talking about it. I didn't know we were going to have a guest tonight, actually. So
really?
I'm slightly unprepared. Well, I looked up to see, Anne puts the schedules up.
Oh, my God, Tom Arnold.
A couple of weeks in advance. But Anne was out a couple of days.
Insane Clown Posse.
Uh-oh. What day is that? I'm not showing up that day. Next week?
That's October 25th.
Yeah, I'm going to have, I'm going to be sick that night. Those guys scare me.
They scare the crap out of us.
All right, let's talk about Popular, and then we'll hop on the phones. And really, do I sound wrong in this microphone, or
no,
is it my headphones?
It's your headphones. You sound fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
Yeah, you does it ever get old? Anderson just went, you always sound bad. How do I communicate that I don't sound right without being made fun of by coworkers or staff? Is that possible? Kiss my ass.
The Popular...
Yeah,
it's becoming sort of a
cult phenomenon.
Yeah, phenomenon.
It's very cult.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, it's on Fridays at 9 on the Dubba 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 WB.
Not since New Coke has there been such a great marketing plan.
You should meet the guy in real life, too. He's fuzzy. It's interesting. It's got some characters that are based in reality, and then there's characters that are based in West Hollywood's reality. And I play a girl who's driven by money and glamour and facade. And if we therapeutically break it down, Dr. Drew, she just wants to be loved.
Mm.
And she's very fear-based, but she holds up this facade to keep away from any sort of emotional intimacy and thus facing possible rejection. So.
Angry?
A bitch, basically.
Angry.
Very angry, very prissy, very girly, was the head cheerleader, but because she was always on her knees, she can't do cheerleading anymore.
Well, that's a good picture. That brown jacket makes you look a little heavy, though.
I'm heavy. Compared to some L.A. actors you've had in here, babe? Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I was confused. I thought that was you in the lower right.
You mistook me for Bryce Johnson?
Yeah,
I think that's
that?
The best compliment I've ever had.
I was just kidding, you see. All
I'd right. like to come back as him.
I'd like to come back as one of his buddies.
Uh-oh.
All right, kick that thing and let's take some calls. What do you say there, Drew? Mm-hmm. Is that going to work? Is it really screwed up? Usually you just have to jiggle something. The screen went out.
Live one.
All right, let me hold on a second. This would be an opportune time to talk about the Man Show.
Why?
Talk about cult popularity.
Why?
Because it's on tonight. It's on right now on Comedy Central, everybody, 10 o'clock. This is the best episode we've ever done tonight.
Please.
Oh, yes.
What's the Man Show?
Yes.
How
sorry.
Dare you.
I'm here to be a little honest.
Pretend you don't know about the Man Show. Okay, we got it fixed. The Man Show is it's the best show on television.
Best show on television.
That's Jesse Ventura, by the way. Jenny? Oh, wait a second. Let's work this out. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hey, I just saw the Man Show the other night, and I was cracking up laughing. It was with Rosie O'Donnell in the tunnel.
Oh, she fell down the well.
Yeah, that was funny. But my question is...
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I consider myself gay, but the thing about me is that I enjoy having threesomes.
With males?
Another woman and a male.
Okay.
And what I want to know is if that is normal. I mean, because I consider myself gay, but I'm still kind of with a man and being with...
Yeah. It sounds a little conflicted, doesn't
it? What do you do with the guy during these threesomes?
Well... I pretty much just, you know, am a third person where I participate, but, you know, I'm pretty much...
Aha!
The third person in the thing.
All right, what do you do with the guy?
What do I do with the guy?
Right.
Do you
have that's it. I'm
putting it
on. I've got to swear, I got about this much tonight.
Come on,
idiots.
Come on, hang in there.
Spend 10 minutes on one question. What do you do with the guy?
I give oral.
Okay.
That's it?
And, you know, we do it in a three-way thing.
We don't know what that means.
You do the oral in a three-way thing?
Yeah. Like a group activity.
You make like a circle?
Yeah, pretty much.
The devil's triangle?
Pretty much, yeah, like a triangle thing.
Yeah, my compass would be spinning if I got in there. All right, so you give the oral on the guy, the girl gives the oral on you, and the guy gives the oral on the phone with his buddies. Hey, guess where I am? That's what I'd be doing.
He gets on the phone and calls Ron Lester.
Ron.
Two chicks in the same bed.
I can't believe I got on this quick.
All right.
No, but what I want to know is, I mean,
No, who cares? Listen, you're screwed up, so all bets are off. You know what I'm saying? You can go in any direction sexually.
Well, I'm messed up, so just be happy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, don't try to hold yourself. It's like...
But, you know,
what I mean is you're trying to hold your sexuality up to some template that only exists for normal people, and you're pretty whacked out, right? So what do you want? Of course it's a little...
You sound confused. You sound conflicted.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
What else is up with you?
That's pretty much...
You all right? You working okay?
I'm doing good, living a happy life. I want to know if it's...
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's not like you're 85 and doing this in the nursing home. So I think at the age of 21, it's okay to sort of go out and have a little bit of fun as long as it's safe.
Yeah.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, get your kicks.
Okay, what if I meet somebody and, you know, how do I bring this up to some people that, you know, this is, you know, what I like without...
You mean another female?
Yeah.
So you say you had a steady lesbian relationship and you wanted to bring a guy into the bedroom. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not necessarily.
What are you saying?
Something like that.
What are you saying? Something like that. That isn't going to fly.
All right. All right.
If that's what you need in a intimate relationship, then there's a problem because that is not going to allow.
It's not intimate.
It's not intimate. Right. The relationship won't sustain through that.
You're 21, though.
Get some batteries and the right size vibrator.
That's right.
Does that mean it was just cut out?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
That's the vibrator.
That's
the
vibrator.
I thought we were doing that little...
the bleep.
Yeah.
No. Jeremy?
Yes.
You're 17. What's that?
Well, 2 years ago, I had sex with this one chick. She was my friend at the time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she was the one that was taking off the clothes and everything like that. I was like, all right, cool, you know what I'm saying? And then we had sex, and afterwards we went out, you know, had a good time. The next day, she told her mom that I raped her. I mean, it was a really drawn-out case. Yeah. I mean, there was no evidence, you know what I'm saying?
How old are you?
I was 15.
Wow. How old was she?
She was the same age.
4 and a half. Mm. I see. She was 15.
Right.
And why do you think she cried rape? Because her mom found out that you slept with her or somebody slept with her and she didn't want her mom to find out that she willingly went along with it?
Well, I think it was because, like, she was kind of tore up down there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
By what?
Huh?
How did she get torn up?
I don't know. I mean... Maybe, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Before you got there?
No, we know what you're saying. She's torn up down there. Sure.
And, I mean, she was kind of hurting down there.
Right.
So Monday she goes to school, and she went to the nurse, and the nurse called the police, and there was a rape kit done off, and then, you know, that type of deal.
Yeah. Well, listen, Drew, if you had a nickel for every time someone pulled a rape kit out, one of your bitches, I mean, you'd be a rich man, right?
Well, isn't that interesting?
And see, the thing is now, I'm dating this chick, and I told her, like, flat out about it. And
sure. Could be upfront about rape.
Right. And she's like, well, I wanted you to do that because at first I was kind of afraid because she might do something like that.
What?
Now that I know that, she feels more comfortable about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on a second. Let us let's adjourn to our office and have a quick discussion about the defendant. You know, it's funny. These guys, they start off real innocent. Hey, we went out, and she was kind of begging for sex, so I gave in to her, and now she cried rape. And you're like, well, yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Then it was like, yeah, she's all torn up down there. Uh-huh. And then it's like, so now I got this new chick, you know, and she was telling her about it. And it's like, I'm sure this guy's attorney probably told him the same thing. Stop talking so much. Because it's like, might as well, here's a shovel. Go ahead. Dig your way to China. Each syllable that comes out of his mouth, he goes from, oh, this poor guy was set up to, let's move to Canada. This guy's a serial rapist.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting deeper and deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah.
All right. So now you got a new girl.
Right.
Who was convinced you were going to rape her.
Right. No. No, she's totally cool with me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now that she knows you are, or have thought about rape.
She was kind of afraid at first.
That you might rape her.
Yeah.
Why?
Didn't I just say she was afraid you were going to rape her?
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And everyone's an idiot. Because she'd heard that you'd had this
problem? No. She's like a real pretty type, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, good-looking girls know they're going to get raped at one point or another. And that's they can walk around with their head on a swivel like a good middle linebacker dropping back into his hook zone during a pass play. Got to keep your eyes moving. All right, so she was scared you're going to rape her, and you know, rightfully so. And as it turns out, even though you'd had a rape conviction, ironically enough, you weren't
convicted.
Oh, you didn't get convicted.
No,
okay.
I mean, it was rape dropped case. And everything.
It was dropped. All right, so now you're not going to rape this one, but so now where are we?
Well, this weekend, I got this party coming up, and she might want to do something. I'm afraid that, you know what I'm saying?
Good, stay that way.
Wait a minute, you're afraid that what?
I'm afraid that if I do something, she might do the same thing. She might
cry rape again?
Well, how old are you this time, and how old is she this time?
I'm 17, and she's 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, don't tear her up down there.
Right. Well, she's a virgin.
If you can avoid that.
Oh,
she's a virgin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ah, well, I see. All right. Well, that eliminates that potential. So go at her.
The guy's thinking is all screwed up, right?
Yeah, everyone who calls this show is somewhere between retard and supertard, basically, is how it goes. You know, they make points that don't have a point. You know, I go, well, don't tear her up down there. Oh, yeah, well, she's a virgin. Like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. Oh, sorry. My mistake.
Well, it's interesting that he's getting ready to, supposedly getting ready to make love to his new girlfriend, and he's got this whole rape thing on his mind.
Yeah, but she is not interested in having sex.
All right, Jeremy.
Guaranteed.
Listen, just be careful, buddy.
She is not interested in having sex. If you end up having sex, evaluate that situation very carefully.
Just
she's a virgin.
Take it slow. She's
not
going to
be.
Condom.
You don't know her yet. It's going to take some time.
You do what I do. You get him to sign a release. Oh, yes.
And a time card.
Yeah, but release and a time card. You punch in.
And a permission slip from your parents.
That's right. I need a note, and I need one of those, the same thing you use when you're filming on the street and you talk to somebody. You get them to sign that
release.
Release. Yeah, release form. Same standard stuff in the industry. Sarah?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering if, when my boyfriend was younger, he used to wrestle around with his brothers a lot, and he said he got hit in the scrotum a lot. Will that prevent him from having kids?
No.
Not likely.
Okay.
How old is he?
22.
All right.
What put you down that bizarre path?
Because we've been together for 3 years, and I had a child when I was 17, not from him.
Yeah.
And we've never used any kind of protection.
Well, go ahead and start.
Genius.
Yeah.
You've been very lucky.
Yeah.
You idiot. Why don't you use protection?
Because we've never gotten pregnant.
Well, you're going to.
Man, are you dumb.
You going to wait till you get pregnant to start using protection? That's a little backwards.
We want a kid. He's already graduated from college. We've been together for 3 years. We want one.
Why don't you get married first?
Because we don't want to get married.
Why not?
Because that's just legal paperwork. That's not everybody has to get married to have a kid.
No.
Well, no, but if you're in the hospital and you're dying, it gives him some rights.
And why not?
His name to the birth certificate. He has the rights.
No. Not to you. Why don't you ask him to, I mean, it's a way of sort of formalizing his commitment to you and your
commitment to him. Oh, who cares? Like, don't get married. But what about the first kid? Where's the first dad?
I've just never had anything to do with him.
Do you want to do that again? That's the road you're heading down.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
She's fine. It's been 3 years. Where's this first kid? Have you screwed this kid up yet?
No, he's the most.
I hate that. Oh, it's a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
My daughter considers
him as her dad.
Yeah, and he's wonderful with her. I couldn't ask for a better dad.
Well, on her behalf, then, why not form a family? A legal unit that is the family that requires him to protect your children.
What college did this guy graduate from?
No.
The University of New Mexico.
No, that's not a real college. What is it? What do they do? They fire ceramics out in ditches filled with leaves and twigs or something, right? And they build like adobe huts and stuff. I mean, what are they doing at University of New Mexico? They don't do anything. What's the name of that? What's the name of that University of New Mexico? What's the name of the team?
The mascot?
Lobos.
The Lobos. Wolves. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Listen, he's a wolf, this guy. All right, sir. You're fine. I hope, you're so young. Just give it a couple more years. Then you have a kid, all right? Let him get his career going. Let him make some money. I mean, hasn't money been tight with him going to college and everything?
Kind of. But now that he's finished, we were thinking he's done with school and everything will be going better now.
Well, why don't we wait till it goes better?
Who supports you guys?
Excuse me?
Who pays for his schooling?
He does.
And he pays for your daughter and your housing?
We both work.
All right. Wow. That's great, mother.
Okay.
Well, who watches the kid while you work?
I have a babysitter.
All right.
We work, I'll work and he'll be at home or at class and have a babysitter while he's in class and then I'm at home while he's at work.
Okay. All right, Sarah.
Okay.
Just take it slow. Make some money. Here's what I want to say to everybody. You can get by. Everyone can get by. People have that ability. I mean, your plane can go down in the mountains and you can survive the winter, most likely. I saw that movie. You can survive, but why?
Yeah.
Why do it that way? Why not establish yourself? Why not make some money? If you got 3 kids, why not have yourself a nice big minivan so you don't have to ride in the bed of the truck? You know, why not have an apartment or a house that has three or four bedrooms so everyone gets their own bedroom and the kids don't have to sleep on top of each other? Why not? Why not? Why not? Yeah, you can make it, but why? Why pin yourself up against the wall that way? Make a few bucks, get yourself established, get a house, get some dental care and some medical care, get everything
more
set up,
those sorts of
and
things.
Then have a kid.
As you know, those the car parking tickets and the dental care and that kind of stuff is what puts you over the edge if you're not prepared.
Yeah, why make it such a struggle?
But what is the thing about marriage? It's the man's instrument? I mean, I didn't heard that attitude before about it.
Drew, when you say the man, you mean the man,
the
males.
Yeah.
Right. Here's my take on this. She probably denied. I bet he doesn't really want to get married.
That's the point.
And so she's buying into it and pretending like she doesn't
want
it
right.
either.
Absolutely.
Because she's saving some face and some pride.
Yes. He's going to be on to the next thing, and that's that.
And her thing is...
Well, yeah, once she gets pregnant, he'll be on. Yeah,
her thing is I got to get a kid with this dude.
To keep him.
Yeah, because I can't lock him with the wedding. I'm going to lock him with
the wedding. Well, because the wedding's just a piece of paper. That's the man's paper. That's the man's instrument.
And listen, there ain't a 21-year-old non-lesbian chick alive who is with a guy who is the father of her child, essentially, her 3-year-old, who wants to have a child with this man who doesn't want to get married to him. She's just selling us. She's selling us a bill of goods. David?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the man show's on right now.
It is.
Comedy Central, everybody.
Oh.
David?
All right. I don't like his attitude.
There you go.
That's my... Hey, you know, the man show's on.
It is.
Yeah, Comedy Central. Is he stoned? Is that his question? Hold on a second. David, are you really stoned?
No.
No? All right. Well, now you got to pay. I'm putting you on hold, because that would have been the only acceptable excuse, you being really big. All right. Turn that show on. I want to go watch it. Anderson, is it on? Is it a commercial? No? All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back. Oh, yeah. Everybody now. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Have you been down to Chewy's in Burnsville for Tuesdays at Chewy's yet? Every Tuesday at Chewy's, you get 2-for-1 on selected beer from 7 to close. And meet Shelly Miller at Chewy's from 8 to 10. Listen to alternative classics and win great prizes, including tickets to Pro Kart indoors. Win tickets to ride the only alive and drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest, open to the public. Pro Kart indoors. Plus, Chewy's will give you $1 off appetizers if you present your ticket stub. Chewy's offers great deals during the rest of the week, too. Like all-you-can-eat crab legs on Mondays from 5 to 9. 25-cent wings every Wednesday and fajitas and margaritas every Friday. For you rockers, Thursday is Rock Night at Chewy's. And if you're in the mood for the blues, come down to Chewy's for live blues bands on Saturday nights with no cover charge. Chewy's also has great burgers and awesome appetizer menu and pool tables and dart boards if you're in the mood to play. Now listen to this. Chewy's is expanded. Chewy's is looking for full-time and part-time bartenders, servers, chefs, kitchen managers, and DJs. Chewy's offers flexible schedules, employee meals, and health benefits to full-time employees. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. Chewy's is located 2 miles west of Highway 35. W on Highway 13. That number again, 894-7022. Chewy's. Join in.
Ask any Cajun company to explain their products and services, and you're likely to hear a complicated dissertation full of strange terms and techno double talk. And you know what? It really is just a lot of noise. At Arch Communications, we don't think you need to know the entire history of particle physics in order to choose a pager. So we keep things simple. The best coverage and the most helpful customer service. And all the latest models of fine quality Motorola pagers. If you want the bells and whistles, we have those too. Voicemail, custom greetings, and all the rest. And we'll tailor your service package precisely to your needs. Right now, when you sign up for service, we'll give you 3 months free airtime. Great deal. So visit Arch and check out those fine Motorola pagers in Eden Prairie on Valley View Road. Or call 612-996-0400. That's 996-0400. Arch Communications, a more personal paging company.
I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, we understand that everyone has their own individual style. That's why when it comes to selection, we pride ourselves in providing three things. One, the largest collection of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. Two, at Spence Diamonds, we create unique styles you won't find in the malls. And three, custom flexibility on every single ring. At Spence Diamonds, because we're manufacturers, every engagement and wedding ring can be custom made in your choice of gold, carat, or platinum. And you choose the diamond size, shape, and grade. At Spence Diamonds, any one of our 3,000 designs can be made to reflect her ideas within your budget. So for a diamond engagement ring as individual as she is, you'll find endless possibilities at Spence Diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Rosedale on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Do you feel like your career has gone offline? Well, get back online and on track for success through one of the high-tech programs at the Minnesota School of Business. Call 651-229-3600 and log on to a program in software development, network support, network systems engineer, or harness the power of the World Wide Web through our e-commerce program. And now you can even take some courses online. Minnesota is a leader in technology, and the demand for trained professionals in these fields is reaching all-time highs. Let the Minnesota School of Business be your gateway to success. Give us a call at 651-229-3600 or check out our website at www.msbcollege.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call 651-229-3600. 651-229-3600. The Minnesota School of Business. A world of opportunity awaits you.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Brit Popper's Blur rang out over the radio in the mid-90s, and soon they'll be blaring over your computer. The band have announced plans to launch their online station, www.blur-radio.com. Beginning October 12th, you can click over to the site for highlights of the station programming. And starting October 28th, Blur Radio will go online for 12 hours a day with full programming. The Blur-themed programming includes a documentary with exclusive interviews, performances from both their singles and B-sides concerts, and specially programmed remixes, demos, and rarities chosen by Graham Coxon and Alex James. Look for Blur Radio coming later this month and pick up Blur The Best Of out November 7th. The Zone Files from Megabit Services from Quest Communications and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
The boys are coming home after their big European tour, and this is their homecoming show. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to Seattle to see Pearl Jam's homecoming concert as they play against, Ticketmaster? Fax or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will select a homecoming court at random. Pearl Jam in Seattle from Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Tammy Lynn Michaels is our guest tonight from Popular. Friday night, 9 o'clock, WWB, everybody.
I met someone in San Francisco.
I did.
I was just talking about the conference. I had a great time with my wife. I spent some days time with her, finally alone.
Really?
Great.
She was conscious during that period?
We had a great
had a good time.
We had a great time.
Interesting.
Nice.
Interesting. San Francisco is a beautiful town. I love that San Francisco. The drive over that bridge.
It is beautiful. I had a different sort of...
What's that big bridge called?
Which one? The Bay or the bigger one?
Yeah, the bigger one.
The red one. It's called the Red Bridge.
Kind of yeah.
But that town is high on itself.
Yes.
You notice that?
Yes.
A lot of very self-preoccupied.
There's some
tears
going
around
there.
The dot-com thing really changed the attitude there.
Yeah.
People are very nice. Very smart.
People traditionally complain about old money. Like, Thurston Hell the Third type of money. But I could make an argument against new money. I'm talking about rap stars, athletes, and dot-comers. Young people with a big fat wallet, a little testosterone sprinkled into that piggy bank. That's a bad scene. That's worse. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That means bad jewelry, bad cars, bad clothing, and a big mouth. people do. They make fun of like the old white rich guy, but you know, whose father was rich and whose father's father was rich and whose father came over to this country rich. But you know what? Those guys don't want to act. They just shut up. They may say things about you when you're not around, but they're not, they don't have like a $70,000 convertible with the stereo all the way up at 4:30 in the morning.
And solid gold tires.
Yeah, and they're wearing like a gold lamé parka. You know, they're not assholes, in other words. They're their own kind of asshole, but not the kind that's going to affect your life. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Frisco does have a little sort of new money toed over there. And you know what? You know the thing about...
Oh, impressive,
I'll
though.
Tell you the thing about San Francisco. Everyone who lives in San Francisco figures they're smarter than you are.
Yes.
That's what it is.
They're impressed with themselves.
They're smart.
And you know what? Some of them are.
Well, yeah, they
have a lot of that going on there.
But if you're from L.A., you're an a-hole.
Yeah, that's
I'll put that down.
They're living up there, and they're geniuses, and they're smarter than you are. And, by the way, even if you, on some sort of outside chance, you happen to make more money than they do, it's only because they're keeping it real, and they're artists. Yes, there is that attitude. Marcus?
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering what a wet dream is.
Well, you haven't.
Ladies, man.
You're 19?
Right.
You haven't got to the bottom of that one yet?
Nah, because they, like, explained it to me in 13 when I was, like, 6th grade, but I didn't understand it.
Okay. Did you masturbate?
Yeah.
Okay, pretend you're masturbating while you're asleep.
You got to masturbate while you sleep.
No. Some people do that, but that's not what happens. It just, your brain triggers a spinal reflex and you emit things.
No, it's God giving you a hand job.
That's the other way of looking at it.
It's God giving you a reach around.
A frontal release.
Everybody up to church after this? All right.
No, you fall asleep, you dream of sex, and you have an orgasm. Is orgasm too?
What?
To advance the word for Marcus?
No, that's right.
You make a on your sheet, and that's what happens. Oh, for Christ's sake, he's 19. Doesn't this guy have... Hold on a second. Marcus, I don't believe you.
No, for real, I dream of sex a lot, you know what I'm saying, but...
Don't you have friends?
Yeah.
Don't they tell you, or are you scared to ask?
No.
They won't tell you.
Well, a guy at the age of 18 isn't going to turn to his other guy friends and be like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Maybe you're right. Okay, well,
he's going to keep some machoism to himself.
Well, hold on.
Sure,
First off, how dare you? And secondly, how dare you bring up my integrity?
They talk about masturbation since they were 12. When Adam came clean with the fact that he hadn't masturbated by the time he was 15?
16.
They shoved him in the bathroom with an instrument and said, go.
It was a concert cello.
Really?
Mark, hold on a second. I'll get to the story in a second. Marcus?
Right.
Okay. You know how you can wet the bed in the middle of the night if you have a dream?
There you go.
Now, replace urine with sperm and replace the dream where you're off a bridge and banging a chick on a bridge, and there you have it. All right. I think I illustrated that well for him.
The instrument was actually an electric toothbrush, I remember. I recall.
Yeah.
Ouch.
No.
They use the
bristles
backside.
Or no bristles?
They use
all right.
The backside.
The non-working
right.
end.
Yeah.
But they should
use the business end. I took all the enamel off my Johnson.
No cavities there.
Forget about the brush. It was the floss. It damn near cut the circulation off.
It needs to be some sort of... We need to emboss that or
put it
find that, yes, you have to find that.
That toothbrush?
Yeah.
I think it's over at Chris's mom's place. She moved out to Sacramento.
You got
to
find that.
So well, basically, I was a late bloomer with the masturbation, and my friends found out that I wasn't masturbating, and they were outraged and told me this was going to change.
Now, did it never cross your mind?
To masturbate?
Yeah. Or that maybe touching your... privates would feel good.
You know, it's a strange thing, and Drew, you jump in and help me out here, but everyone
sure
seems to have their own sort of clock when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And some go a little early and some go a little late, but I don't know if you can go back and sort of dissect it and question it. It just kind of is. Some guys...
Like it just never crossed your mind?
So, well... It's weird in that, you know, my family wasn't religious, and they were, well, actually, is paganism a religion? And
of
what
course.
About Santeria? Is that a religion?
Yeah, kind
of. Well, my father was pagan, my mom was into Santeria. And so, No.
She believes
so,
you.
All right.
She's looking for confirmation
like,
over here.
The
really? Nice.
The point is...
What have I got myself into?
There wasn't any guilt trips or anything.
Right. I'm so just, it's not like you were raised Catholic
no.
where...
I was just left alone, basically.
But you were pissed and you were busy surviving and trying to find food.
Yeah, I was...
oh, well, jeez.
Like
hello,
rat.
Mention
yeah.
that part. There's other things.
No, I wasn't going through dumpsters, but
you were in other people's pantries.
Yeah.
I ate
over at other people's houses a lot.
You had no privacy in your house.
I had time to the very first time I masturbated was at my friend's house.
That's right.
That's a good
point.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think that all guys have a sort of schedule. Left alone. I mean, without... You know, someone smacking their nuts with a Bible and, holding a cross, having an exorcism.
But in a way, some guys, to some extent, the exact opposite is happening to our young males, that they're being bombarded with all this material on the web and stuff.
Right.
And things are happening
right.
earlier.
But would
right.
you agree that if you took, 20 guys and you sort of left them alone...
It would happen at a different time.
It would happen at different times, but it'd be pretty somewhere between 13 and 16.
Mm.
16 would be on the late side. 13 would probably be on the earlier side.
I think you're going to see 11 to 16.
Drew got going at, what, 10, 10 and a half?
He came out going at...
Drew got it early. Drew did something early because every time I say 13, he rolls his eyes. And wants to say something about it, but he never does. So, but in my experience with my buddies, I would say most of them got going about 14, 14 and a half, something like that. Maybe 13 and a half, or something like that. So, anyway... 13 and 16, somewhere in there. I just, I got a late start, but don't worry.
You've made up for it.
More than. You understand? Way more. David?
Well, you're continually trying to catch up, like every day.
That's right. I didn't hear myself yesterday, by the way.
Are you all right?
I'm okay now. Yeah.
You mean the second time you did
it? Yeah, thanks for calling, Drew. You should have known. David?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I kind of have a problem. My girlfriend is kind of pregnant. She's 14, and I just found out about it today. And
how far into her pregnancy is she?
I'm guessing about 5 months, four or five.
5 months?
Yeah,
I think David's bogus.
Yeah, well,
I don't believe
him. I'm almost don't believe him. But how did you not know about it?
I kind of noticed she was kind of getting chubbier, but. It's like she doesn't tell me when like her period comes or anything like that, and I just noticed that her stomach had been hurting a lot lately. And I asked her, what's wrong, and she told me she hadn't had her period in a while.
Her stomach is hurting. What does that mean?
Like inside, she was having like stomach pains, and that's what she basically told me. She was having like kind of stomach pains, and it was kind of popping out.
Her stomach was popping out.
Yeah.
Well, it's too early in the pregnancy for that, and. Pain isn't usually part of pregnancy, so at that stage, anyway.
It's what, 5 months too early for the popping out?
You often don't see anything, and if the only pains you have are contractions and that sort of thing later.
It's not like that much, because she used to be, like, really thin before, but now she's, like, a little bit thicker. But it's just, like, in that one section, the rest of her, like, is flat, and then there's, like, a lump.
Hey, can you turn the offspring down back there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who is that back there?
That was Metallica.
Oh, okay. Turn that Metallica down. Oh, Jesus, you're going to make a hell of a dad. You're sitting home listening to Metallica? Jeez, you're probably going to perform some sort of satanic ritual on that kid.
Well, what's your question, actually?
She's way too young. Well, we were trying to, like, have a baby, and we wanted to, like, what can we do to, like, go through and then, like,
just give it up for adoption.
Mm.
Is it 5 months too late for an abortion?
Yeah. Not when I'm in power.
It depends.
I'm gonna legalize 10-month abortions. The kid can be up to a month old, and you can still put it down. David, thanks for laughing, by the way. Nice.
It's disturbing.
I might have the one-year rule, I'll call it, from the time of inception until 1 year from that point.
That's when life begins?
Life begins when you learn how to program the VCR.
Life begins when mom gives birth to you at the prom, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It ends in the dumpster of the women's room at the Ramada Inn.
You need, David, go talk to somebody who can help you with these sorts of issues. Can I give you a number?
I kind of do need one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and, you can see about giving the child up for adoption. That would be the best way.
The thing is that we don't want her mom to find out.
Right. 1-800-230-PLAN
mm-hmm.
or 1-800-942-1054.
Did you write that down, David?
Yeah, I got it.
Are you sure?
He's putting in his computer or something.
Yeah, I'm typing it.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear
him. All right, sorry to way ahead of me. Just kidding, type that. That'd be 45 minutes for me. I'd be looking at the keyboard. I swear to Christ there's no three on this. No, there's no three. I swear, come over and look. I'll bet you 100. I type. That's how I type. I type and I go, okay, where's the G? Who took the G? The G was here before lunch. There's no, I'm staring at it. There's no G on here, and I can stare at it and not find it. So does that mean, is that stupid or is there something wrong with me?
Both.
You'd say the lion's share of it would be stupid, though, right?
No, I think there's something wrong.
With, like, a sprinkling of something
wrong? I'll give the something wrong, but I know how you object to people blaming their mental status on syndromes, like
I don't like
dyslexia.
Well,
I wouldn't want to give you any outs. So
I've had many a kind person try to claim I was dyslexic, and I tell them, no, I don't know how to read. That's different. It's like... Let's suppose you didn't speak Spanish fluently. Would you have an affliction, or maybe you just never learned?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and people don't understand that about reading. You cannot learn reading, and you won't know how to read quite easily. It's very easy. You take a kid, lock him in a refrigerator, put a few air holes in it, and then pop him out at 18 and see if he knows how to read. That's basically how I grew up. So, is that dyslexia? Not everyone who doesn't know how to read has dyslexia.
But you do tend to get fixated on self-stimulation when you've been in a refrigerator so long. So that makes sense.
Well, they shouldn't have left that mayonnaise jar in there.
Man.
That's my rap name, man. A's with a Z. We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sarah. Sarah, 17. Gave boyfriend a blowjob, now has a painful bump inside her mouth. We'll talk to Sarah after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
If you are driven to be the best and want to be paid the best, ABC Radio Sales wants to talk with you about your future now. ABC Radio's business is helping local businesses achieve and exceed their goals, and our sales department has an amazing track record. If you are a commissioned salesperson seeking an opportunity to make an unlimited income with a company recognized for excellence and success, your time is now. Only qualified candidates will be interviewed. If you are interested in joining the ABC Radio Sales team, please see this station's website for more information. ABC Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
Women agree there is nothing sexier than running your hands through a man's thick head of hair. So if hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Foligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Foligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your hair loss in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed or your money back. When was the last time you invested 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better? If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Foligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Foligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, don't you think? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair.
Call Foligard now at 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back, guaranteed. 1-800-686-0387. It's toll free. 1-800-686-0387.
Muriel, could you come out to the garage for a minute?
What is it now, Roy?
I want you to smell the car.
Look, Roy, the new car smell is gone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I really like that smell.
Well, you know, Roy, there are more important things.
Like what?
Like making sure the car runs smoothly. We have 38 more payments, and it would be nice if the car was still worth something when we paid it off.
Well, it would be even nicer if it still had that smell.
Yeah. Look, just take it up to Precision Tune Auto Care.
Can they fix the smell?
No.
Oh.
But they can change the oil, check the brakes, do the diagnostics, and all the scheduled service.
Can I ask about the smell?
No. Just ask them about their 12-month, 12,000-mile guarantee.
Do you think that covers car smell? Muriel? Well, do you?
Want your car to run like new? Keep it going with Precision Tune Auto Care.
From diagnostics and repair to scheduled maintenance, Precision Tune Auto Care is the one stop for all your car care needs. To be connected to the Precision Tune Auto Care nearest you, dial Car Care. 651-227-2273. And keep it going.
Back by popular demand to fill the shortage of skilled IT professionals. IT Career Night. Tuesday, October 17th at Premier Computer Education. It's an action-packed evening you won't want to miss. Premier is number one for today's computer training and offers three cutting-edge facilities, Edina, Roseville, and Maple Grove. Call today to RSVP for IT Career Night at 952-831-2960. Check out IT Career Night Tuesday, October 17th. You'll quickly find Premier isn't like other training centers.
Premier staff created a learning plan just for me. I choose my own schedule and develop hands-on industry experience in Premier's live break-fix computer network lab.
Over 400 hot classes to choose from. That's right, hands-on training and networking with Windows 2000 and all other Microsoft products. Cisco, certified internet webmaster, e-commerce, programming, Oracle, and more. Classes are starting soon.
Don't miss IT Career Night. Call Premier now at 952-831-2960. That's 952-831-2960. Or RSVP at www.premiertraining.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tammy Lynn Michaels is our guest tonight. She is from Popular. We're having a very fascinating discussion during the break about
really
what a mess everyone's family is.
You know, we need a Loveline commercial show. Just string together, like, you know, the discussions we have during the commercials.
Yeah. I don't think people enjoy the regular show, though, Drew. You think they'd
That's the point. We can salvage this thing by show. Stringing together the snippets of conversation we have during the commercial.
Well, the thing I wanted to say, I was talking to someone over the weekend about this, which is Tammy's obviously interested in how people work, and I know Drew is endlessly fascinated in that, and I am too, because it gives me more fuel to hate them.
Yeah.
Yes. they anger me, but I'm interested in how they work. And I was saying to someone this weekend, there's a lot of people that just go through life, and they're raised in a certain environment or culture where there's not much emphasis put on that. And there's a lot of you who are listening to me right now who could give a rat's ass about that aspect of life.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, everybody, you are living smack dab in the middle of a population where if you learn how you work and your neighbor works and your girlfriend and your boyfriend and your mom and dad and your boss work, you're going to have a step up.
Just a little bit.
Just
an awareness.
Life will be a lot easier if you do just a little bit of work in that department. And we hear all day long about getting your master's degree to give you a step up on the competition and working out or reading Men's Health magazine, which is basically a gay rag, but give you that extra edge at work and in the bedroom and all that other nonsense. Here's the deal. Figure out yourself, psychology, and people. That's who you live amongst. Mm-hmm. You're not Ted Kaczynski. You're right in the middle of it. Everything you do is sort of dependent on that. And there's people you want to do what you want them to do, and they want you to do what they want you to do.
I think even more important,
you better do it.
But just know how to realistically appraise who you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and have a sense of what your feelings are, and read them, and understand them, and take responsibility for them.
I cannot understand why there's almost no value put on that in this society.
Yeah. Well, I think that the first step that you have to do is just show up for people. Just show up in your body, as opposed to in just sort of a black hole where, you know what, it's safe. It's safe to sort of check out and carry on a life within your head and not take in the information around you that people give you, that you work with, that you live with. And it's easy to stay in that black hole.
I don't know what our guest said, but let's take some calls.
Hey!
I think you're talking about the whole phenomenon of transference, where you just are automatically who you are and you expect other people to be a certain way, as opposed to just being aware. Who is that person in reality? How do you see them through the prism of how dad taught you?
And don't go through life casting a play. Boyfriend, boss who doesn't appreciate you or understand you.
Right.
It's all the same. Magically, you cast the play in junior high, then you can't recast in high school, then you recast in junior college.
The big play
is your kids and your husband or your kids and your wife or whoever it works. That's when you hit Broadway.
That's Broadway, yeah.
Then you screw your kids up, and then magically your kids
do the same thing.
Well, they're understudies.
Yeah.
If something should happen to you, they got all the dialogue down for your part.
Yep.
They're going to step right in and keep the show going. So, everyone, please just mellow out with that. Just get into psychology just a little bit.
Don't call it psychology. Freak out about
things. Okay.
Just understand things. Just be aware.
You're a human, and you interact with humans every single day.
There you go.
Just learn about the humans a little
bit. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Sarah? You're 17. What's up?
Yeah, hi. I just want to say, Dr. Drew, you're really smart. I love you. And Adam, you're hilarious. I just love you.
Thank you.
About a couple days ago, I gave my guy a blowjob, and now I have these, like, pumps inside of my mouth.
Can you describe them any more than that to me?
They're a little red, and then it's white, like, full of pus.
Huh?
And they hurt a lot.
Where are they?
Excuse me?
Where are they?
They're right in the side of the corner.
Right in the corner of your mouth?
Like on the skin, sort of.
Yeah.
You said they're inside your mouth.
Yeah. Like on the side.
Like almost inside.
Yeah.
Okay, your mouth, there's this opening,
mm-hmm.
and there's this stuff that goes around the opening. They're called lips.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
It sounds like you're describing something that's sort of on your lip.
Might it be on the lip?
Like, there's some on, like, the corner of my lip.
Okay, is it like a cold sore?
No, and then it is inside. It's like...
Right, but your lip goes inside your mouth, too.
Don't bother.
You pre-med, Sarah?
And is it both sides? Anatomic PhD. Anatomy PhD. And it's on both sides. Are you on any medication?
No.
Do you have acne or use acne creams, anything like that?
No.
And when you were doing this thing, did you notice that the corners of your mouth tore or got irritated?
Oh, I wish I could tear a chick's mouth.
I
couldn't get Bernadette Peters' mouth to tear with my penis width.
Is the inside of your mouth sore at all?
Yeah, kind of.
Sometimes yeast infections in the mouth will cause what's called chelitis or chelosis, which is what you're describing.
You don't think she has herpes?
Usually that's more inside the mouth. This is the corners of the mouth, which is chelitis. And that is typically medication, vitamin issues, yeast inside the mouth. And you're on no other medications at all, nothing else going on?
Yeah, nothing else.
Nothing, the birth control pill.
It is in the corner of your lip.
Yeah.
No birth control pills, nothing.
Okay.
Well, it's probably going to go away by itself.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. You can use a little Cortate over the counter. Sometimes that takes care of it. And if it is a yeast in your mouth and the soreness stays in your mouth, you want to have somebody take a look at that.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Drew, I brought you a three-pack of my favorite chapstick, by the way, today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's out in the car. I'm going to get that for you. I want you to promise to use it. You'll enjoy it much more than that high-priced foo-foo stuff you import.
I like just chapstick.
No.
This is your stuff.
Chapstick is like a candle off and rub it on your face. Susie Chaffee, my ass. Popeye?
Maybe this is Ron.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you kidding me? Is that him snoring?
No, he's kidding.
I have no idea. All right, hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, we'll get back to Popeye.
Genius.
Okay.
All right.
Kenny?
Yes, sir?
You're 19. What's up?
Well, within the last 3 days, my left nut's been kind of swelling up. It's been hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I pee and after a sexual experience.
Mm-hmm.
And,
after you pee?
Yes, well, kind of.
All right, go ahead. What's the question?
Well, tonight I just got out of the shower and I was checking it the way they say you're supposed to check for a...
Yeah.
Stick cancer, whatever. And I felt a lump, and now I'm like having a nervous breakdown.
Is it tender, that lump?
I'm sorry.
Was the lump tender?
Kind of, but well.
Hold on, everything on your nuts is tender. Are you kidding me?
Did it hurt when you put
an anvil? If it was growing inside your sack, would be tender.
Anvil near your sack is the problem.
Oh my God.
No. But Kenny, look, you probably have epididymitis or a cystocele, something like that, because those are the things that typically hurt. And cancer feels hard.
I'm sorry to interrupt. My whole left nut
The swelling and all. The swelling and all is like more goes along with epididymitis. So tomorrow, see the doctor. It might be from you. You said you're sexually active, right?
Yes.
So it could be the result of that. And it is something important to get treated.
Because, well, I don't know. Like,
Kenny, I think it's infection. I don't think it's tumor.
Sure.
I'm not sure because I can't feel the
it lump. Takes its reputation on it.
But it sounds more like epididymitis, that kind of thing. Okay?
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
If you die of scrotum cancer, Drew will issue a public apology.
Is that a promise?
I will make him do it.
That's
all right.
All right, then. Hey,
all right. And deliver your eulogy as well.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to help you sleep tonight, right, buddy?
I guess.
Yeah, he stands behind his diagnosis.
Yeah. It helps to wear, like, the jockey shorts, too. It helps the lymphatic drainage of the
tongue. I mean, well, all right. Yeah, well,
wear the jockey shorts tonight. It helps it feel less painful.
Really?
Yeah.
Jockey shorts.
In bed.
Yeah.
Like a.
It's one to grab on there.
Yeah.
Why?
When it supports it up. I mean, so gravity is not lymphatic strain better when it's pulled off.
I've taken to not wearing underpants lately. All right, we'll be back.
Love line. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Extra, read all about it. Sex World now offers tattoos and body piercings.
This just in, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a short prepared statement.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
Very much. Sin and Ink, tattoos and body piercing, now available at Sex World, 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
How would you like to be done working by 2:15 every afternoon? Or are you someone who'd rather sleep in? Either opportunity is available to you. Right now, SciMed Life Systems is working with ProStaff to recruit over 150 skilled medical assemblers for their Maple Grove location. Immediate opportunities are now available for first and second shift, and it pays $10 to $10.50 per hour. If you have good hand-eye coordination, a high school diploma, or a GED, can pass a drug and background test and make a long-term commitment, they would like to talk to you. Come apply in person. Boston Scientific SciMed, located in Maple Grove at 2 SciMed Place, just west of 94 on Weaver Lake Road. Call 763-541-5400 for details or visit prostaff.com.
That number again?
763-541-5400. Both Boston Scientific and ProStaff are equal opportunity employers.
Weather on .com.
The current condition is due to a drop in barometric.
Weather on .tv.
Yes, we're here live at the eye of the storm.
Games on .com.
I move my dragon up to the dungeon's perimeter I like.
Games on .tv. The internet isn't what it used to be. Every day, more and more people are buying domain names and building websites that are richer and more engaging using the latest technology, from broadband to streaming media. You could say they're all becoming more TV-like. That's why the best internet minds are buying domain names that end in .tv. Not .com, .tv. A .tv address tells the world you're part of the new generation of online experiences, and it's happening now. So if you want a web address that says...
We're here live.
Go to www.tv. That's www period, then the letters TV, to register your domain name today. .tv. This is your domain.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Brothers is the hottest bar in the Warehouse District. Happy hours from 4 till 7, and everything is 2-for-1. Yes, everything, even on event nights. Brothers, 430 First Avenue. Always the best specials, always the most fun, guaranteed. McDonald's has two tasty new and improved chicken sandwiches. Come in and try a crispy chicken sandwich or chicken McGrill sandwich today. McDonald's, they love to see you smile. Come on down for Tuesdays and Tuies. Every Tuesday, join Zone 105 and Tuies for 2-for-1 drink specials. Register to win great prizes, including tickets to the only alive and drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest. Pro Kart Indoors. Tui's, located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. What's the frequency? Can I go as you want? I got glitter in the sun. Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback to 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone. 105.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Shandala, shandala, shandala. Hey, it's Love Line. I'm rolling out. I remember everyone. 1-800-LOVE-191. What band is that? Oh, that's Disturbed? I like that song. At least that part. Tammy Lynn Michaels is our guest tonight. She's from Popular Friday Night. WB. And it's third season. Second season. Third season.
Second season.
Second season. Well, you don't want to say second, have it be third.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
True.
It's second smash season again, 9 o'clock Friday nights. And Drew, mm-hmm. You ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right. Let's speak to Robert. Robert?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, I was just wondering what the long-term effects of weed was.
Well, we're talking to him right now.
Starts sounding like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, it's interesting. In teenagers, the effects may be more substantial than in adults. But there is some evidence that it actually may cause some brain shrinkage at a time when you really need to call upon your brain to sort of meet new and develop new developmental coping strategies.
Oh, boy.
Is the understanding of this?
No.
Thing?
Listen.
You F up when you're a teenager if you smoke a lot of pot.
Right.
And later on.
I think I understood that. Pot bad. Heat bad.
Kimasabe.
You must smoke plenty bong load and travel for many moon. And you don't make much wampum later in life.
And if you
live off stream water and pemmican,
and
you're a slave to the white man.
As adults, you can do better. You can do okay with it for a while, but eventually, essentially everyone will get depressed. You can get panic attacks. You can get severe anxieties, and these can be long term. Though usually they resolve within 6 to 12 months of stopping the
problem. You're bumming a sign, Robert. Listen, here's all I know about the weed. We always know the guys who smoke a lot of it, and that's not a good sign. Anytime you're talking about a drug, whatever it is, booze, heroin, pot, coke, whatever, if you know the people that are doing
it,
it's
tell.
Bad.
You can tell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad when a guy
easily
shows
tell.
Up and you go, whew, someone's been drinking. And I don't mean that night.
Yeah.
I mean just over the
in
course
general.
Of a few years. Yeah, mm-hmm. Over a few years. You start looking like Otis from Mayberry. You've probably been doing some drinking. And I'm saying, we talk to people all the time who smoke a lot of weed, and lo and behold, we know they smoke a lot of weed 3 syllables into their question, and they think it's not a problem, but believe me, if we know, and we're just talking to you over the phone, and you barely got out a full sentence, and we know you're smoking the weed, that's bad, because it's affecting you, slowing you down.
You know,
you're not as sharp as you could be.
You're going to like, I thought of you at this conference I was just at. We were talking about hallucinogens. And it turns out there's a part of the brain called the amygdala, which sits up here in the frontal lobes, temporal lobes.
Sure.
And it's a part of the brain that monitors for novelty. In other words, when there's a change in the environment, like when it's quiet, some noise acts, you know, it picks up that there's been a change. And mushrooms and acid sort of hyperstimulate that region, so things that are routine seem novel, new.
Yes, I've talked about this before.
And they seem like brand new, like you're seeing them for the first time, and you start interpreting them in a different way.
Yeah, you're like a newborn, but with thesaurus or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything's free. I've told the story many times, getting high on mushrooms and seeing a commercial for Lee press-on nails. And thinking, what a bizarre society we live in, that the women take long pieces of red plastic and then they stick them to the end of their fingers so they can become more attractive to the males.
Well, how about women just taking big balls of weird plastic and sticking them
under
their breasts?
Skin.
That's even weirder. And you know what? You guys like it. So
no,
you,
not when I'm
look
high,
at that.
Not when I'm high on mushrooms. But, you see, when I got high on mushrooms, it was so long ago. That at least first time, because I'm high right now. But no, the first time I got high on mushrooms, it was so long ago, and I had such a profound experience. But there wasn't really breast augmentation going on so much back then, so it wasn't something I would freak out.
Like, yeah.
Plus, I didn't see a commercial for it, but I did see the Lee press-on nails commercial, and it really freaked me out because. You know, basically, your fingernails are sort of the human equivalent to claws.
Yeah.
I mean, those are kind of your claws. And the idea that they should be sort of blood red was
extended.
A little bit, and extended, was a little bit bizarre. And I read more into it than maybe the ladies probably wanted me to at the time. But bloody red extended claws was not a good thing.
But if somebody said pot does the same thing.
It can, except you start laughing before you really think.
Probably some people have more of that influence than others, and that's what makes it some of the euphoria is about things seeming.
Yeah.
And by the same token, when you've been stimulating that too long, nothing seems novel. Nothing is interesting.
Right.
So then, if you smoke pot for a long time and you get to that point where it's not novel anymore, then when you stop smoking pot. Is that where some of the depression comes, that
that's
you just
thinking.
Can't get anything exciting?
Exactly. Nothing is interesting.
So it's like chasing the dragon, that first tie, that first, and you go to more and more and more.
Well, it's kind of. But the hallmark of depression is loss of enjoyment of previously enjoyable activities. That's the essential feature of depression. So that's what pot does.
I don't know.
You'll find that the people call this show... Basically, here's what it is. It's what, when you're stupid, it's how you act. You know, people call this show and I say, hey, you know, I'm talking to some chick and I go, listen, your boyfriend's going to get fired from his job over at the batting cage. And it turns out, her boyfriend does work at the batting cage.
Yeah, it was weird.
But she never mentioned her boyfriend worked at the batting cage. I was just making a joke. And she doesn't find that novel at all, but I guess her boyfriend worked at a batting cage. Right.
And
now that's stupid.
Yeah.
But stupid will put you... Now, pot will make you stupid. And so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if that novel
part of your brain... Yeah,
not
being able to distinguish interesting and different from normal, from baseline.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's stupid, and pot can make you stupid if you smoke enough of it. But listen, I'm not against weed. I'm just against 15-year-olds getting baked every day. Shannon?
Yeah.
You're 26.
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend has osteoarthritis in his knees, and it's a strange variety of osteoarthritis. And one of the symptoms it causes him to have is psoriasis.
No, that's not osteoarthritis. That's psoriatic arthritis.
Okay.
That's a totally different thing.
Okay.
He has it in his hands, too, probably.
Not at this point.
But he will.
Okay.
Well, you got that to look forward to.
Great.
Yeah. And he has psoriasis. Does he have psoriasis in his knees or just on his body?
It's psoriasis has a form of arthritis, of rheumatoid arthritis associated with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's God punishing you.
It's three or four different. Well,
why can't you get rid of psoriasis? Can't you dip people in something? Why can't you kill stuff?
There's ways to treat it, but it's an autoimmune disease. And when it's with the arthritis, it shows, you know, the more generalized immune attack on the body.
How old is your boyfriend?
31.
Fantastic.
What's the question?
The question is, we've both been tested for STDs. Neither one of us have anything. The question is the psoriasis transmittable to me?
No. It's an autoimmune disease. His immune system is attacking his body.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Why does it, you know, it comes out in the form of some sort of skin problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Psoriasis. And where is it? Where in your body is it usually helping?
The extensor surfaces here, and the non-sun exposed more than other areas.
So it's good to be in the sun, by the way, for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, you'll be
penis
fine.
Penis is a common place for psoriasis.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not in the sun that much.
That's right. Not
now. Not his.
In the atoms.
You walk around with it out, it gets a little sun.
Sure.
Hey, I got a note from my doctor.
Well, I've got to come to work naked, guys. He just sets this over here on the counter next to my coffee.
Yeah.
Is he getting methotrexate or anything for his arthritis?
Yeah, he's getting treatment for that. Yeah.
What's he getting?
I'm not sure.
Prednisone?
Off the top of my head what he's getting. But
Prednisone.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's an arthritis thing? I thought the chicks took that. Or what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of progesterone.
I'm thinking of Premarin. Yeah. All right. They should start them with different letters.
Kyle? I really should have been a pharmacist.
Hey.
Those are the P you take, I don't care.
Well, no.
It's all the same. And they should have changed the name, damn it.
Oh, I just thought of I drive around. You guys think I'm kidding. I drive around and think about what I would do when I'm in charge.
You know what? I believe you do that.
Yeah.
That's how scared I am.
You know, first off, I called the wrong number tonight on the cell phone on the freeway when you take the phone and you try to ram it inside your eardrum because there's too much noise going on. You can't hear. And you get that. And then the guy says, hey, you've called the wrong number. And I think to myself, every goddamn time I hear that thing, I think to myself, what about if the recording just came on where the guy said you've called the wrong number? How confusing would that be? Why do I need the sound of a cat being tumbled inside a trash can before the guys? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need that sound?
Mm.
Why do I need that MRI sound, Drew, before I get to the guy's voice? Someone's got to give me that answer because it drives me insane. And I'm driving on the freeway and I'm thinking, gone. When I'm in power... Gone.
First order of business.
Gone. That goddamn screeching on the blackboard before the recording. Gone. What is the danger of that? Are you going to keep talking? Sorry. You have called the wrong. No. Wait a minute, dude. Hear me out. We need that sound. Why do we have that? Ooh, that sound. That's the second thing that's gone when I'm in charge. Now, what were we just talking about? You know what else is gone? Push and pull on the doors.
They're too similar?
P-U. Four letters? Gone. Gone. I change one. It's just like yank. One is yank.
Yank or kick.
I hit that door with a head of steam. I'm not concentrating. Bang. The big aluminum thing. Everyone in the restaurant turns and looks at what's going on. They think some sort of hostage situation is taking place over there. It's just you. Push and pull. Same two letters. Gone. Yank. Yank and push. That's it. I got more, too. Oh, I got plenty. And let me tell you something, too. These are the kind of changes that people want to see. I think they're interested in soft money packs and things like that, all this nonsense they're talking about, or what the hell's going on with some foreign policy. No, guy, we want this kind of... We want these policies in action. I would work locally. That's right. Kyle?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's that?
I met some girl. There's a phone network. It's called The Loop. You know LOUP? Have you heard of it?
No, haven't.
You haven't? Anyways, I met some girl on The Loop. I started talking to her, and she wants to know, because she lives local, and she wants to know if she should meet me somewhere.
Is your mom in the room or something?
No.
You masturbating?
Huh?
Are you masturbating? No, is something wrong with you?
Do you have asthma?
I'm just trying to keep quiet because, like, the other room, someone's in there or something. Anyways, I saw Dr. Drew. Are you there, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, this is a bogus call.
Yeah, all right, Kyle. Well, he mentioned Loop eight times.
Yeah.
And, by the way, if you want to squeeze in a brand name or something like that, try not to give a five-second pause and then work it in a real urgent way like you're taking a crap. So, anyway, I met this girl on the Loop.
You ever heard of it?
L-U-P. And she was, you know, on the Loop as well. See, be just a little more casual when you weave it in, that's all. Hey, people want to check the Loop out, that's fine. John?
Yeah.
You're 30?
34.
34.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
I had a friend that just recently drank himself to death. And now I have another one that is snorting painkillers.
Mm. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Okay. And I'm just wondering why and what is it doing to him?
Well, it's making him an addict.
What do you get with the snorting of the painkillers, Drew, that you wouldn't get from taking them? Does it come out like a Vicodin? Mm. Can you snort a Vicodin?
It's called Oxycontin.
Yeah, which is Is it hydrocodone?
Well, oxy means more than one, many. And then cotton means it's a kind of a plant that sweaters are made of. So it means many, many sweaters.
Long-acting Percocet.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's poly. What's oxy?
It's oxycodone.
What's oxy mean? What's the prefix oxy mean?
Made up. It's nothing.
It doesn't mean anything?
Nothing specific.
Oxy-10?
Mm.
Oxymoron?
Well, give me the dictionary.
Oh, frown. Can't you just know stuff? That's why you're here. Drew, if it was... Okay. But watch how fast Drew can look stuff up, by the way. It would take me 45 minutes to look this word up.
Here we go.
All right. You ready, Drew?
But let's continue the discussion. The people that choose opiates usually have got problems with some other negative... Some problems controlling their affect. Containing oxygen. Additional oxygen.
Well, there you go. Okay, so you're saying that Oxy-10 has more oxygen in it?
No, but it gives oxyhemoglobin, oxyhydrogen as the example.
So it's short for oxygen?
No, I don't think that's how it's used in these.
Not good?
No. All right. Anyway.
John?
But people that choose opiates who are basically alcoholics who have an awful lot of negative feelings they're carrying around, usually trauma survivors, that sort of thing, and opiates make everything fine. They work for them for a little while. But then they tend to throw a switch in the brain and actually cause a brain change that makes them permanently focused on the pursuit of that drug, and they can't stop. And that's addiction. And with opiates, that's an extraordinarily powerful change.
All right, so what should John do?
You got to get him to treatment, John. It's not going to stop without treatment. He will die of opiate addiction.
No, he's just snorting painkillers.
Yeah. Or switch to something else. If he makes the switch to something else, the intensity of use of that drug to make up for the opiates will have to be profound.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry for your friends. But you know what? Don't hang out with them either. I mean, at a certain point.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what gets their attention.
You got one friend who just died of too much alcohol. You got another friend who's snorting Oxy-10. I mean, that's... maybe you shouldn't be hanging around with all these people. It's something to think about, too.
Yeah. But part of the loss, part of what gets their attention is the multiple losses that are incurred from the disease, so you can be part of what captures their attention. Do you want to talk about your...
What? Tammy? What'd you snort?
All right, I did it, Tylenol. No, there's, as far as addictions and stuff like that,
you're free to share.
Yeah, there's several people in my life who have dealt with addictions, whether it's alcohol or drugs or even pot, you can transfer addictions. You can transfer it from drugs to food to sex. And basically, my personal feeling and my experience is if you have anything to an extreme, it's to fill a void.
Tell me when you move to sex, by the way.
Okay, so anyway, well, here's my theory, Dr. Drew, and I'm so excited to share this with you. My theory is, so far, if there's an overeating happening, that is a cover-up of sort of sexual abuse, or some sort of sexual trauma.
Sometimes.
If there's a drugs addiction, that tends to cover up verbal and emotional abuse. And alcohol covers up physical abuse. Like, that's in my experience with the people I know and the conversations I've held. I've always found that overeating and addictions to food is to change the body.
Yeah,
and
to protect
to
keep people away.
Yeah, absolutely.
But usually that doesn't end the story, because usually there's so much pain associated with having been sexually abused.
Absolutely.
With that.
Theory is physical abuse as a child. Drug abuse is related to sexual abuse, and then alcohol is related to sexual abuse, and then eating... And then what, eating paste, is that a byproduct of sexual abuse?
Well, and farting after midnight is sexual abuse.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So there's some pattern in there of that type. That's absolutely true.
All right. So do we need to know something about Tammy?
No, it's not about her.
It's not about me. There's somebody who's very, very close to me in my life who is a recovering pill addict, and it started out with sort of binging on beer, and whoever she dated, if they drank beer a lot, then she would drink beer a lot, and then it came to her not drinking beer as much unless they were around, and then it went to pills, and then she became addicted to pills, and then she became addicted to alcohol, and it just was a cycle.
She's single?
She is.
Like my kind of gal.
She's several years older than you.
Oh, all right. Well, you know.
You into that?
Give me some of them pills, and we got a deal. All right, Drew.
Hmm.
You're like Tonto with a medical degree.
Hmm.
James?
Yes.
You're 20?
Correct.
You never been with a girl?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you're not missing much. You have a social phobia?
Yeah. I heard you talking last week with someone who was with a 27-year-old virgin.
Right.
And I was wondering when it's considered to be a problem.
What? When's what's considered
your virginity?
Well, never being with a woman.
In other words, if it's something that's not part of your value system or your moral beliefs, it's just
I think it's looking for an age.
It's a byproduct of your condition. The problem is not the symptom. It's a symptom. Your problem is your condition, that you have difficulty connecting with people and associating in social circumstances, and that can be treated.
What happened?
What do you mean?
What's up? I mean, why do you think you're this way?
I don't know. I mean, I've been going to a therapist and a psychiatrist,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on Paxil and Klonopin.
Good.
And
is that helping?
Excuse me?
Is that helping?
It helps with some of the symptoms, like the blushing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have problems socializing.
Yeah. Do you have any friends?
I had two, but they're both away at college right now.
They're away at college.
Yeah.
And so that's it. Now you don't have any friends.
Right.
Do you work?
Yeah, I work second shift full time.
Well, it seems to me that this is the kind of situation where what they call cognitive behavioral interventions would be awfully useful, which is just helping you plan and manage and cope with developing new social connections.
How does that work?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh.
But I know that it exists.
Well, here's the deal. Here's my take on this. Where do you work?
I work in a lab at a hospital.
Fantastic.
So it's basically all women.
Nice.
That's good.
All right. Here's what I was going to say, unfortunately, for young James. It's easier to make friends. It's going to be easier for James on a sort of, on an uncomfortable scale, 1 to 10, 10 being best. It's going to be a 6 to talk to some guys as friends, and it's going to be a 9 or 10 to talk to some women for a date.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be like 100 for him to talk to women.
Well, now it is. Thanks.
I have no problem talking.
James, don't kill yourself today.
Not just because Tammy said what she said. Yeah.
No, I mean, he just seems so shy. It seems like it's physically painful for him to talk to women.
Well, here's what you need to do.
I have no problem talking to him as friends.
Yeah, don't start in the workplace. That's my first order.
Oh, yeah.
Do not start there.
No.
Okay. Because if things go bad, he's going to be spun about it.
All right, well, they're going to go bad wherever he goes.
Well,
you're right.
But,
yes, okay. Better they should go bad at the Red Onion than over at the lab.
Yeah.
There could be a fire. Things go bad at the lab. Things catch on fire.
Fire.
Rabbits die.
Mix up the urine. And the
okay. Hey, James.
Yeah.
James, listen to me. You make some guy friends, okay?
Yeah, is the first order.
Don't worry about the cool, in hip guys like myself. You hang out with the nerdy guys, the Dungeon Dragon guys, you understand? But you make some friends. Make some dude friends. And then you hang out, and now you got a little confidence, you got a little click, and now you and your buddies go out on the weekend, and then you tilt a couple of beers, and you shoot some pool, and you see if you can meet some women. All right? Go with the guy friends first.
Yeah,
you gotta have your guy friend. As much as women complain about men and their buddies, I don't think I know a woman who would trust a guy who didn't have any guy friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't trust that guy, would you?
No.
You think there's something up with this guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on what the guy friends are doing. If they're all mooning women and, like, shooting up and...
Woo!
And
yeah.
What else the guy friends do? Huh?
You know, I mean, if they... It depends. I mean, I like guys who have friends because it just shows that there's bonding. I think it's actually very sweet to see a bunch of guys hitting each other around and be like, oh, you're so stupid, because it's actually very endearing.
Women are...
What's wrong with Tammy? What is wrong with Tammy?
We'll find out here in the next
I've never heard something like this before.
We also know that women love guys with friends because once they get with them, they constantly harangue them about hanging around with their guy friends. You see what I'm saying? So obviously they're attracted to those kinds of guys. I want to say something. He said he worked at the lab and it reminded me of something. I've been watching a lot of Charlie's Angels this week. It's been at Nick at Night or something, like a Charlie's Angels marathon. And, you know, I used to watch Charlie's Angels when I would babysit when I was like 13 years old. And so now I'm kind of reliving that. And anyway,
I opened some pie filling and put some miniature marshmallows.
Did you?
No, I didn't do that. But I used to do that on the stage. Yeah, I go nuts. But here's what I've learned from Charlie's Angels. Now I was telling you last week. See, Charlie's Angels is not just Charlie's Angels. It's Aaron Spelling's, and it's sort of speaks for every show of that time.
Yes.
Basically.
Oh yes, it does.
And I was telling Drew last week that the two ways you killed people in the 70s was by cutting the brake lines to the car.
Right.
Which we all know kills someone instantly.
Yeah.
And the second way is when they got in the sauna, you put a chair up against the doorknob and then
turn it up.
You turn it up. Yeah. Because as we all know, and anyone who manufactures saunas can back me up on this, if over 130 will kill a man, you build them to 185, 190.
No problem.
And make sure the knob's out there with the big red arrow on it that says danger at the bottom. That's genius. That's genius. We're installing a sauna at the health club. What's comfortable? 105, 110. Uh-huh. What can the human body tolerate? 120, 125. Uh-huh. What's this go up to? 202. Nice. Where's the knob? It's on the outside. But just turn it all the way up. How long could a human live in there? 4 or 5 minutes before they died. Great. That's a great plan. But the other thing I noticed about 70s TV, I was watching this week with Charlie's Angels, a lot of shenanigans going on in the hospital. A lot of hospital-related stuff.
Oh, is that right?
The hospital was a dark and spooky place in the 70s.
Oh, right, because the medical technology just sort of hit in the
60s. Yeah. And so it was all of that. Okay, first off, there was the prison or the witness who was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Remember all these 70s shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Cops standing out front of the door of
right.
the room.
Right.
Guy walking in the janitor's outfit.
Right.
Yeah, I got to take care. Cop falling asleep on the chair. Janitor now holding the pillow over the guy's head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of shenanigans, a lot of murder, a lot of nonsense going on in the hospital,
absolutely.
Ironically enough. And the hospital was a spooky place in the 70s. They'd open the corridor. They'd look down the corridor, be dark, and nobody'd be in it. Like some guy's trying to rape one of Charlie's Angels, you know. She goes bursting out of the room and into the hallway, and it's dark.
There's nobody there.
And there's nobody there. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, okay, maybe a library. Hospital. Who decided? First of all, there's no place more well-lit than a hospital. You open a closet, a mop closet, you're blinded. It's so light in a hospital.
Yeah.
And there's tons of people everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
You can't have a madman chase you down an endless corridor with a scalpel, and then you get into an empty elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Then you open the door. He's there. No one's around. Once in a while, there's a guy pushing a gurney, but only so the guy could knock him over while he's running.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to, like, the Kaiser Permanente out in West Hills or wherever the hell that is over there. You can't get... First off, you can't park. You got to walk. You got to park your car like 40 miles away and walk because it's packed. You open the door, you can't get in. I mean, you couldn't run. You couldn't do anything. What? How did that go, Drew?
We'll talk more about it in the break and put that in our
now, you know
break
what I realize?
Show. The commercial show.
No. I realize shows like ER and Chicago Hope and all these shows, they ruined it for all these Aaron Spelling-type producers.
Yeah, they brought reality in.
Serious. Yeah. Dark, strange place where you could get away with rape and murder,
yeah.
And now they made it into some sort of bustling, well-lit area that no one could rape in anymore.
Sure.
It breaks my heart.
It's no fun.
It breaks my heart. We'll take a break.
We'll be right back. Call on the
1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It is through music that the universal feeling of peace can be achieved in the twinkling of an eye. Join thousands in a night of peace and inspiration at Charles Roy's Twin Cities Peace Concert Saturday, October 21st, 8 p.m. at the new XL Energy Center in St. Paul. World-renowned musician, composer, and peace advocate, Sri Chin Moy, will perform original music on instruments from around the world. A million people have shared in this unique experience. Q Magazine says it's the most inspired music they've ever heard from a solo performer, classical, pop, or otherwise. And all tickets are free, but tickets are required. Tickets are available now at all Dunn Brothers and Down in the Valley locations and the River Center box office. Sri Chin Moy says global peace begins with each of us. Be part of it. Twin Cities Peace Concert, Saturday, October 21st. Excel Energy Center. Tickets are free. For more information, call 612-874-9911. 612-874-9911.
Do you feel like your career is gone offline?
will get back online and on track for success through one of the high-tech programs at the Minnesota School of Business. Call 651-229-3600 and log on to a program in software development, network support, network systems engineer, or harness the power of the World Wide Web through our e-commerce program. And now you can even take some courses online. Minnesota is a leader in technology, and the demand for trained professionals in these fields is reaching all-time highs. Let the Minnesota School of Business be your gateway to success. Give us a call at 651-229-3600 or check out our website at www.msbcollege.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call 651-229-3600. 651-229-3600. The Minnesota School of Business. A world of opportunity awaits you.
Does it keep your beat? Does it sing your song? Does it shake when you shake and groove when you groove? Does your haircut fit you? At Great Clips, we think your haircut says a lot about who you are. Your taste, your image, your style. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Centers. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. And it's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which Great Clips you visit or which stylist cuts your hair, you can always count on a haircut that plays your tune. And that's a guarantee. Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed style.
Help Great Clips help kids with cancer October 14th through the 20th. Part of the proceeds from each haircut and perm supports children's hospitals and clinics. Help us reach our cut-a-thon goal of $30,000 for the kids.
The next time you're sitting at work cruising the internet hoping your supervisor doesn't sneak up behind you,
Johnson!
Ask yourself,
well, if this job's so great, why am I sitting here wasting my time?
Then do this. Cruise over to zone105.com and find yourself a better job on our job search listing. Job search is a listing of the best jobs in the area from leading companies. You'll find everything from IT careers to third shift opportunities. Better hours, better pay, better company. It's all there at zone105.com. Once you find the site, look for job search and click. You're there. Job search is a partnership of this station and Ludlow Advertising. Oh, and just a little tip. Face your monitor away from the hallway.
Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classics Zone 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang on all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of alternative classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Tammy Lynn Michaels is our guest tonight from Popular. Friday night, 9 o'clock, WB. The other thing I learned from watching Charlie's Angels, and it's been nonstop, it's on when I get home at night. It's on. I watch it all weekend. The other thing I forgot about Charlie's Angels is they constantly go undercover, right? Like, there was a great white slavery one. And by the way, I don't know what happened to white slavery. That was another thing that was very hot.
Yeah.
Infants for sale, young blonde women for sale.
Yeah.
A lot of people, white people getting sold. Apparently, that's cooled off a little in the 80s and 90s. I'd like to see it come back. Because now I got some money. I'd like to see this white slavery come back, buying myself a white person. But there was these, so they go undercover to bust this baby ring. They get these beautiful women. Yeah. The women get knocked up. They have their kid, and then they sell the kid off to wealthy couples. And that's all fine, and going undercover is all fine. But when they go undercover, and I think it's because the ladies wanted to do a little acting, stretch their wings a little bit, but what's her name, Sabrina? Kate Jackson is playing one of the prospective buyers at the white slave for the infant, you know? So she's got the big Charles Nelson Reilly glasses on. She's chain-smoking and speaking with this sort of southern accent, and not very effectively, by the way. And I'm watching it thinking, you know, it's not like they know who you are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have no idea who you are.
You're Kate Jackson.
Yeah, to me, you're Kate Jackson.
You're the chick I'm going to masturbate to in another couple of years when I get the toothbrush over at my buddy Chris's house. But to them, you're someone they've never seen before.
Right.
And the reason we know they've never seen you before, because you wouldn't walk in there if they've right. seen you before. So drop the big southern accent and the glasses. And by the way, your acting is so obnoxious that you're actually drawing attention to yourself.
Right.
Like, if I were dealing with you at this place, I'd be like, hey, this chick's freaking out. She's chain smoking, and she's like out of a Tennessee Williams play. You know, the glasses are everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, this must have been one of these things where they said to the producers, listen, we want to stretch our wings a little. I'm an actress. I don't do fluff.
It's spelling.
It's
you know what? You probably went for it before she mentioned
it. Oh, that Cheryl Ladd is doing her runaway youth thing, and it's all a disaster and all very distracting. And like I said, how far undercover do you got to go when no one knows who you are? And by the way, aren't you drawing attention to yourself at a certain point with these big affectations? Lisa?
Yeah.
I know I must read way more into this than other people do. I'm actually yelling at the TV set.
What's up, Lisa?
No, okay, well, I was listening to your show, like, the past hour, and there's some guy that called, and he's, like, 15, and his girlfriend's pregnant, she's, like, 14.
And they're, mm-hmm. and they're hell-bent on the parents not finding out about the...
Yeah.
Pregnancy.
Well, okay. Well, I'm 17 and I have a 2.5-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and I'm part of this great parenting class at Santa Monica High School.
Good.
And it's like you can go ahead and talk to them, and they help you out, you know, to decide with, you know, if you want to keep the child or have an abortion or adoption.
Great.
Or whatever.
What's the phone number?
310.
Hang on, I'm right on my.
Well, wait a minute. How do we know where this guy? This guy could have been calling from Muncie.
I know, but we'll just use this number anyway.
No, you know what? They accept anybody that's under 18.
From whatever any state.
I know. I mean, we're in Santa Monica, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
I know, but
if you're willing to move to Santa Monica, then I guess so.
No, this guy could have been calling from Baltimore. What's the number anyway, so I got it?
310-394-394-394. Oh, my God. I just completely forgot the number.
Well, I'm glad you called this.
394-9400?
No, it's just that I don't call it that much.
394-9400?
310-394-32.
Well, I hope you're right. Because somebody, if I give that number out, and a lot of people hear it.
Drew, why don't you call it during the break?
Yeah.
I was just checking. Sure you were. What's the problem, son?
No, but it's a really great program. And I recommend it for anybody because they help you out with child care for your kid while you go to school. And even, you know, when they decide when they start going to preschool, they help you find schools and, you know.
Let's talk to them.
This is in the People's Republic of Santa Monica?
Yes.
Because, but really, there is a potential for social work and a government, maybe not government agencies, but agencies to help out with kids having kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there's sort of a case point that if we prepare for what really happens to these young people and their kids, we can make the outcomes a little better.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might as well get realistic about it, which is the first thing we should work on is prevention.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we should treat this no differently than we treat drugs in this country.
Any of the disease state.
Yes. The first thing is let's try to live in a society where people don't do drugs, where people aren't lured to do drugs, where people don't get, teenage girls don't get pregnant. And then let's have a plan for when and if and when they do.
That's built on reality.
We'll work a little rehab, and there you go.
Built on reality. There's a proposition in California that's going to try to funnel a lot of these people out of the jail system into the rehab system.
Yeah.
It's Prop 36.
Smart.
Oh, are you kidding? It'll be fantastic once you do it.
Well, obviously.
90% relapse without treatment, so, I mean, in that system. So.
Why, I always wonder why it is that the policies of the state or the country or the city have zero to do with psychological principle, like with what will actually work and what will not be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's talking about crime or drugs, drug acts or whatever, teenage pregnancies or clean needles for junkies, whatever it is, it should all be based on how effective it will be. And that's it. Not moral or religious components. Just, is it going to work or isn't it? Are we going to have less people in prison or are we going to have less junkies? That's it. And
you know what I think, though? In this country, religion has always been an important part of the expression of liberty.
Right.
It's intimately tied with that. So as soon as you talk about things that affect liberty or add to liberties, immediately you start talking about ideologies. It's just woven right into that.
Okay, mm-hmm. But here's the deal. Obviously, the war on drugs has not worked out as well as we thought it would. The war on anything that people want doesn't seem to work out. It really doesn't. If there's a demand, there's a supply. And obviously, the people we don't want to have the money then get the money. And it's a very vicious cycle. It's that way with any substance. So let's try to get rid of some of the demand.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only angle on this.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's a sort of feudal angle. Mm-hmm. It's like building a sandcastle and having the tide come in and destroy it,
or,
and you hurrying up and building it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Its tide is going to come in every night at sunset and destroy it. It is done.
No matter how much of the Bible you read, tide's going to come in.
That is right.
You can't be just throwing that around thinking your kids aren't going to have sex. Throw them a condom, too, with that psalm.
That is right. Thank you very much. All right. I'll see you in hell, Tammy.
Drew?
I'm on my way.
I'll see you in the bathroom. I'm about
to pee. All right. I'd like to go off on that Santa Monica for another month. I can't stay in that place.
Well, it drives me nuts. You do it in the mobile
burn anyway. All right. We'll be back.
That's another great place for free stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
If you are driven to be the best and want to be paid the best, ABC Radio Sales wants to talk with you about your future now. ABC Radio's business is helping local businesses achieve and exceed their goals, and our sales department has an amazing track record. If you are a commissioned salesperson seeking an opportunity to make an unlimited income with a company recognized for excellence and success, your time is now. Only qualified candidates will be interviewed. If you are interested in joining the ABC Radio Sales team, please see this station's website for more information. ABC Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
Master, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going dressed as a chorus girl. You know, kind of a rocket number. Frankenstein, what are you going to be?
Excellent. Well, you're a little orphan lady. I'll be Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
At Arts Value Village, we're packed with affordable and unique costume ideas for Halloween.
Where do we find this Value Village?
Value Village has three convenient locations in Brooklyn Center, New Hope, and Richfield.
Value Village has 1, 2, 3 convenient locations. Now pile in the van. We're headed for Value Village. No, Frankie, I'll drive. Put on your seatbelt and be a good little monster. Maybe we'll stop for ice cream.
Backed by popular demand to fill the shortage of skilled IT professionals, IT Career Night. Tuesday, October 17th at Premier Computer Education. It's an action-packed evening you won't want to miss. Premier is number one for today's computer training and offers three cutting-edge facilities, Edina, Roseville, and Maple Grove. Call today to RSVP for IT Career Night at 952-831-2960. Check out IT Career Night Tuesday, October 17th. You'll quickly find Premier isn't like other training centers.
Premier staff created a learning plan just for me. I choose my own schedule and develop hands-on industry experience in Premier's live break-fix computer networks lab.
Over 400 hot classes to choose from. That's right, hands-on training and networking with Windows 2000 and all other Microsoft products. Cisco, certified internet webmaster, e-commerce, programming, Oracle, and more. Classes are starting soon.
Don't miss IT Career Night. Call Premier now at 952-831-2960. That's 952-831-2960. Or RSVP at www.premiertraining.com.
The Adult Contemporary Station for Contemporary Adults. Today's show, Hot Stuff with Chef Tony. Sponsored by Arby's new Spicy Bacon and Jack. It's Chef Tony. Let's get spicy. Here's Arby's sandwich chef, Tara.
Hi, Tony. Arby's Spicy Bacon and Jack starts with juicy roast beef.
Ooh, I like roast beef.
Yeah, or chicken.
Ooh, I like chicken. But when are we going to get spicy?
Tony, keep your mind on the food. Seriously, I'm adding zesty pepper jack cheese, thick-cut pepper bacon, and ooh-la-la spicy sweet pepper sauce.
That's hotter than a pepper with a sunburn. Hotter than a picnic on the sun. Hotter than...
It's not that hot, Tony. Try it yourself.
Want to make this at home? Sorry, no can do. So go to Arby's, buy a spicy bacon and jack. And remember, let's get spicy.
Arby's new spicy bacon and jack at participating Arby's for a limited time. Satisfy your grown-up taste.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yes, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Oh, no, forget about that. Tammy Lynn Michaels is our guest tonight. She is from Popular Friday nights, 9 o'clock. WB. Let me tell you something about, since I'm just talking about nothing tonight, basically blowing my own horn, I might as well just keep on going with that premise. I went to a Blockbuster video rental store last night. Rented High Fidelity, actually, which I very much enjoyed. Went to the new release section. I was in three movies.
No, that's good for you.
Thank you, Drew.
What three? The Buzz Lightyear.
Just three. That's all you need to know.
Well, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, the Buzz Lightyear cartoon was out in the new release section.
The thing with Freddie Prinze Jr.
The Down to You.
Down to You.
And that Brooke Shields movie.
Oh, that was out?
Yeah.
How did you ever see that?
Yeah, what the hell is the name of that movie?
What if anybody has seen that film?
I can't remember the name of that.
No one has certainly called to tell us they've seen that film.
I've seen it. I thought it was decent. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You weren't bad. It was all right.
Oh, boy.
But it is no Huell Hauser. I'll say that. Three movies in the new release thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's pretty good. And then there was some guy, and he was thinking about renting that Brooke Shields movie with his girlfriend, and I was standing right there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, what's it about? Oh, this girl, she goes to Palm Springs with a few of her friends and has a little sexual liaison, and his girlfriend's like going, well, I don't know, and I'm like standing there going, come on, man, get the movie. Okay, you don't want that, but how about Buzz Lightyear? Could I interest you? And how about Down to You? Freddie Prinze Jr. He's a chip off the old block, that good-looking kid. Yeah, I don't know why. I stood there, and it was very important to me that they rent that movie.
Did they rent it?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
No, they didn't. No. Oh. Like I was in for a taste, you know. John, you're 22.
Oh, yeah, hi. I just want to get some perspective on this. It's kind of a strange call, but I just found out that my father's been tape recording all my phone conversations for the last like 8 years.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, and I just don't know how to feel. He apologized to me, and I mean, this is really sick, right? I just want an objective.
Yes, opinion. Yes, it is. It is not healthy.
How did he do that?
What?
How did he do that?
Oh, he's got his high-tech equipment or whatever downstairs, and I found all these tapes. And
but, you know, it's his deal, not yours. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it affects you, certainly, but you realize it's a disturbed behavior. He's apologized. He's acknowledged that it's a problem. He hasn't caused you any consequence, has it?
In what sense?
Has anything happened as a result of him eavesdropping?
I just feel like...
Yeah, you feel...
Totally violated.
I'm sure you feel violent. I'm sure you're freaked out and violated. But the point is that it's over. You haven't been harmed by it. It's your dad's problem.
All right,
don't make it your problem. Any more than it already feels like it's your problem.
I know this sounds like a great intrusion, but why don't you go pull that puberty file and have a bong load and really knock yourself out? you're like 13 and a half. You're on the horn with some dude you haven't seen in 5 years now, and you're talking about this new band coming out called Warrant. They're really hot. You know, they sing Cherry Pie. We're going down to the roller rink this weekend. You hear me talking about some chick you like and all that. I mean, this is amazing. Hey, your dad's an idiot. But hey, Drew, seriously, as an adult.
Oh, you'd love to have that.
How weird would it be for you to hear yourself at 15?
Why?
Especially now, the only conversations
the conversations.
Well,
you have.
My family's so lame. They never took any pictures. We don't have home movies or cameras or tape recordings or anything. There's no documentation. You know, I swear to Christ, I've gotten drunk and yelled this at my dad a few times. Which is, if something happened to me and they went to his house saying we need a picture, you know, to put in the newspaper, to put on the put up at the post office or something, he wouldn't be able to provide anything. It'd take him a long, long time. He'd have to search and search, and it wouldn't be anywhere near this time. It'd be like when I was 11, and there's one there, but there's no documentation of my. I mean, close your eyes and picture my family.
Yeah.
Okay, now picture them recording anything or doing anything. There's nothing. I played 150 Pop Warner football games. There's not a in baseball. There's not a picture. Not a nothing. No home movies. Nothing. I would love to have a tape of me at 14 talking to one of my buddies on the phone, especially when I didn't know it was being recorded.
Right.
Because if there is a recording of you, it's you goofing off into a microphone.
Right.
You're singing "Can't Buy Me Love."
So this is you.
You know what I'm saying?
This is you with your game face on.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm going out for the sophomore basketball team. Or there's some chick, or I'm running for. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be excellent. I think this guy should thank his father. John.
Yeah.
Yeah, your father's a weird dude, but hang on to those tapes. And are you gay?
No.
Okay, did you do anything weird on any of them?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've, you know, I, of course. I mean, nothing like. I mean, I had girlfriends and stuff, you know, and but it's just.
Were you are you putting it all together now though?
Yeah, I mean
what I mean is
some things that probably I didn't want him to hear.
But what I'm saying is if you were saying to your friend on a Thursday night, yeah, tomorrow we're gonna get our older brother Kurt to go to the liquor store and get us some wine coolers. We're going to the park and we're gonna drink out of the park. We're gonna do some donuts and his El Camino out on the lawn and blah blah blah. And then you said to your dad. Dan, I'm going to the basketball game. I'm back at that. Did he like stop? I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's pretty cool for the most part. I mean, he's pretty liberal, open-minded person, but he just
he's got
some creepiness to him. And
what
I don't know if it's
okay. Answer my question. Was there ever instances where you sort of knew where it seemed like he was tipped off?
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
So he was listening to the tapes after the after the conversation.
Yes.
But here's my question. Are your parents married?
Yeah.
See, because my first thought is his dad is like living through him or something, yeah. Or vicariously trying to have another childhood.
In most of the situations where I've seen dads taping, it's because they feel out of control and they want to completely control their kids.
Yeah.
And it's aggressive and it's intrusive and it's a real serious violation.
All right.
But I'm trying to sort of minimize your feelings about that right now.
Well, John, look on the bright side. If this was your mom doing this, you'd be gay right now. You dodge that bullet.
All right,
buddy. All right. Tell your dad. You don't really get him. Just tell me you lost a lot of respect for him, and now you want.
Yeah, that's what I basically said, and it just. I just feel creeped out right now.
Yeah, you should.
Sure.
All right.
You know. I never thought I'd be calling the show ever, but.
Thanks, yeah.
I love you too.
Right, and I had many fantasies about talking to John, but never thought it would actually come to fruition. Yeah. And here we are.
How disappointing! What a disappointment!
I thought he'd be taller over the radio. All right, come on, let's squeeze something in. What do you say, everybody? All right.
Well, this is the one I want to talk to.
All right, Daisy.
Oh yeah.
You're 19. You always want to have sex.
Yep.
You've had 200 partners.
More.
More than 200.
Are you an addict?
Yeah.
It's what?
Crack.
Yeah. So this is part of your addiction. Were you sexually abused when you were a child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the recipe that creates Daisy, which is sexual abuse in childhood meets the biology of addiction, meets opportunity for drugs.
Meets the need for love.
Meets with all that emptiness.
Yeah.
There you go.
Daisy, you can't count partners if you're doing it to score crack, by the way.
But you sexualize your feelings. Each time you're in, you compulsively act out. You're that 5-year-old kid again.
Well, she's doing it to get the crack, though, right?
Part of it's that.
Well, but if you're also taken advantage of sexually at a young age, you feel like sort of that's all you have to offer.
That's who she is. Yeah, that's who she is. But this needs treatment, Daisy. Seriously, you're going to get AIDS. You're going to.
I'm in treatment right now.
Where are you?
What state?
You're in a hospital.
No, I'm in a house right now, but I go to. Drug treatment.
Okay. All right. So you're on your way. Talk about this in treatment. Talk about everything. Things you feel the most ashamed about, that's the stuff to bring out in the first step and to bring out with your counselors and with your sponsor, because those are the things that fuel your relapse.
Yeah.
And everybody else is feeling them too, babe.
That's what I do in therapy. As a matter of fact, the topic...
You don't say anything that changes.
How dare you? The topic of this Tuesday's therapy session will be, it looks like an all New York World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about one shameful thing with your therapist this week. That's your okay. And how the hell he lets you? How dare you go to therapy and him get you let you get by without talking about anything important?
All right. I'll tell you. Dr. Drew has a lot of issues with shame, and like, the way he acts, I'm ashamed of it. Oh, would that work?
Well, you may have shameful feelings about me.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
MoviesOn.com.
It's the surefire hit of the summer. Brilliant.
MoviesOn.tv. AuctionsOn.com.
For sale, 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, mint condition.
AuctionsOn.tv. The internet isn't what it used to be. Every day, more and more people are buying domain names and building websites that are richer and more engaging using the latest technology, from broadband to streaming media. You could say they're all becoming more TV-like. That's why the best internet minds are buying domain names that end in .tv. Not .com, .tv. A .tv address tells the world you're part of the new generation of online experiences, and it's happening now. So if you want a web address that says, go to www.tv. That's www, period, then the letters TV to register your domain name today. .tv. This is your domain.
Muriel, could you come out to the garage for a minute?
What is it now, Roy?
I want you to smell the car.
Look, Roy, the new car smell is gone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I really like that smell.
Well, you know, Roy, there are more important things.
Like what?
Like making sure the car runs smoothly. We have 38 more payments, and it would be nice if the car was still worth something when we paid it off.
Well, it would be even nicer if it still had that smell.
Yeah. Look, just take it up to Precision Tune Auto Care.
Can they fix the smell?
No.
Oh.
But they can change the oil, check the brakes, do the diagnostics, and all the scheduled service.
Can I ask about the smell?
No. Just ask them about their 12-month, 12,000-mile guarantee.
Do you think that covers car smell? Muriel? Well, do you?
Want your car to run like new? Keep it going with Precision Tune Auto Care.
From diagnostics and repair to scheduled maintenance, Precision Tune Auto Care is the one stop for all your car care needs. To be connected to the Precision Tune Auto Care nearest you, dial Car Care. 651-227-2273 and keep it going.
Women agree there is nothing sexier than running your hands through a man's thick head of hair. So if hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Foligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Foligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your hair loss in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed or your money back. When was the last time you invested 3 minutes of your day to make yourself feel better? If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Foligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Foligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, don't you think? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair.
Call Foligard now at 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back, guaranteed. 1-800-686-0387. It's toll free. 1-800-686-0387.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
I'm okay.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Gru.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. I want to thank Tammy Lynn Michaels for coming in here.
Thanks, you guys.
Popular, everyone.
Your coffee was great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
9 o'clock, Friday. WB, everybody. Kim Coles will be in here tomorrow night. I think she's on the new Gina Davis sitcom, so she'll be in here talking about that.
She was on Frasier, too, for a while.
She was on Frasier for a while. Kim Coles was?
Yeah.
And wasn't she talking about... Were we talking to Kim Coles about her... What were we talking to her about
her
last
book?
Time?
She had book? A book? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her even once since that, though.
All right. Well, we'll get into her. She's a good guest. Tammy, thanks a heap.
Thanks, you guys.
Popular, everyone. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. The gerbil I put in my ass is acting strangely.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. The alternative radio revolution lives on. KCNR Lakeville, KCNT Cambridge, KCNT Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classic Zone 105 and music from Cracker. Hey, it's Ben. What's going on? I'm riding the caffeine pony with you tonight. 989-9105 gives you a request on the air. So far lined up this hour, I've got the Bodines, some Bob Marley. Right now, it's the Stereo MCs on Alternative Classic Zone 105.
The writing's on the wall, but it's your mind. I'm Brian Oak.
And I'm shock rocker Dan Fogelberg. Mornings on Zone 105.
You know, the Zone 105 morning show is where you go for up-to-the-minute, hard-hitting news. Let's take this morning, for instance. People needed to know moment by moment what was going on with those damn ramp meters. Zone 105 kept you up to date.
Well, not really, Brian, but actually what's really more important is to really get to the issues of the unrest in the Middle East.
Does traffic flow better, Mary? Does traffic flow better or does it flow worse? Would you rather wait on the ramps or wait on the freeway? We talked to people. We had on-scene reporters.
That's